On the Sunday after Christmas, the attendance is a little lower than earlier in this week. We have a big celebration on Monday, and that still counts for weekly worship. People are away visiting family or just taking it easy. But you are here. Why are you here? I know why I'm here. I know why Richard's here. I know where the baptism family and friends are here. But why are all of you here? You could have had the Sunday off guilt-free. Perhaps your answer is, it's Sunday morning. Where else would I be? Worship is a rhythm that shapes us. The same rituals week after week, the same or similar words fill our ears and come from our mouths, the same bread and wine feeding us. It is liturgy that has been formed over the centuries to point us towards God, to join us in prayer to one another, to remind us of who we are and who God is, and that the context of our lives is bigger than the limits of our immediate perceptions and challenges. These rituals, these words, this worship washes over us week after week, forming our minds and hearts until confession, prayer, peace, communion, blessing aren't just titles in the bulletin, but practices of our everyday living. It is the Episcopal way. Episcopalians practice what I like to call a slow cooker religion. We put all the ingredients in the pot, the right ingredients. We turn it to warm and expect everything will cook and will come out as well-formed Christians eventually. Now, we could definitely stand to turn the cooker to low, maybe even high once in a while, because as those of you who use slow cookers know, not everything cooks on warm. But we'll never be an Instapot denomination, no matter how darn popular those things become. They're just pressure cookers, by the way. Today, though, I'm going to celebrate the slow cooker turn to warm that is our Episcopal practice. This is a good, warm Sunday, a day to let the liturgy wash over you and soak it in. No holiday, no complicated theological point, no call to radical transformation. We did have a great gospel story about the rebel Jesus, who then, of course, turned to a very obedient child, but there aren't that many children with us today, so that message might be lost. We do have a baptism that will remind us of the faith we are rooted in as we welcome another into it. This is a day to just be in worship and let liturgy do its thing. With that in mind, I share with you this poem, a picture of what it means to be part of a community whose worship routine may be considered barely warm when it comes to effort and time, but whose cumulative impact leaves an impression on the soul. It is by the contemporary Irish poet Paul Durkin, and I will spare you a fake Irish accent, but you can imagine it in your head. It is titled, The 12 O'Clock Mass, Roundstone, County Galway, 28 July, 2002. On Sunday, 28th of July, 2002, the summer it rained almost every day. In rain, we strolled down the road to the church on the hill overlooking the sea. I had been told to expect a fast mass, 20 minutes, a piece of information which disconcerted me. Out onto the altar hurried a short, plump priest in late middle age with a horn of silver hair and a green chasuble billowing like a poncho or a caftan over, white surplus, and a pair of Reebok's mammoth trainers. He whizzed along, saying the readings himself as well as the gospel, yet he spoke with conviction and with clarity, his every action an action, of what looked like effortless concentration, like Tiger Woods on top of his form. His brief homily concluded with a solemn request. To the congregation, he gravely announced, I want each of you to pray for a special intention, a very special intention. I want each of you, in the sanctity of your souls, to pray that in the All-Ireland Championship Hurling quarterfinal this afternoon in Croke Park, Clare will beat Galway. The congregation splashed into laughter, and the church became a place of effortless prayer. He whizzed through the consecration as if the consecration was something that occurs at every moment of the day and night, as if betrayal and the overcoming of betrayal were an every minute occurrence, as if the consecration were the now and the now of the Hail Mary prayer, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. At the sign of peace, he again went somber as he instructed the congregation, I want each of you to turn around and say to each other, you are beautiful. The congregation was flabbergasted, but everyone fluttered and swung around and uttered that extraordinary phrase, you are beautiful. I shook hands with at least 5 strangers, 2 men and 3 women, to each of them saying, you are beautiful, and them to me, you are beautiful. At the end of Mass, exactly 21 minutes, the priest advised, go now and enjoy yourselves, for that is what God made you to do, to go out there and enjoy yourselves, and to pray that in the All-Ireland Championship hurling quarterfinal between Clare and Galway in Croke Park, Clare will win. After Mass, the rain had drained away into a tide of sunlight on which we sailed out to St. Macdara's Island and dipped our sails, both of us smiling, radiant sinners. In the game of pure delight, Clare beat Galway by 1 point. Clare 1 goal and 17 points. Galway 19 points. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. May the service today, in Paul's words in the letter to the Colossians, may the service today let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen.